Is anyone there?
Early man's struggle for survival was a harsh one. Threats to his existence were everywhere.
I really must switch to decaf.
Fortunately, man had his greater intelligence to help him survive. It is with the use of tools that humans learn to overcome their savage enemies. Please move to the next exhibit.
Professor! Behind you!
Give me four. You're the man, Scoob.
You're the man.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Doo, be ready for your ride. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack. Let's lay back. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby-Doo, I know we'll catch that villain.
Nice going, guys. You caught him.
Right. No problem, Freddy. But like we had a little help.
Who are you? I don't believe it. You're Ben Ravencroft, the famous horror writer.
That's right. And let's see who they are.
Oh, it's Perkins.
And Griswold, disgruntled archaeologists from the museum's Babylonian project. They were upset with you for cutting their funding, Dr. Dean.
And we would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for this meddling writer.
Like, that's a twist.
Yeah, well, at least he didn't call us kids.
I hate that.
Guess you beat us to the punch, Mr. Ravencroft.
Sorry. I didn't mean to upstage you.
So what were you doing here?
I was doing research on my latest novel when I saw the archaeologists acting suspiciously and decided to investigate.
Mr. Ravencroft, I am a huge fan of your work. I have read all your books, which, in my opinion, are the best horror stories ever written.
Thanks, Velma.
You know my name?
And Daphne's and Fred's. And Scooby and Shaggy, of course. I've admired your work unraveling supernatural mysteries for some time now. I mean, basically, we're in the same business of mystery and the occult, right?
Oh, please. What we do pales in comparison with the sheer palpable fright of your novels.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, take the Dead Mall, for example. Oh, that creepy jewelry store owner with an incredibly complex character.
You're very kind. Listen, Velma, I'm going back to my hometown in Massachusetts this weekend, to the house where I wrote my early books. I go back every year for the fall color. It's very peaceful and relaxing. Why don't you and your friends come visit?
Really? Oh, that would be great. Wouldn't it, gang?
Yeah, we could use a break from all these spooky mysteries.
And Oakhaven does have one of the best restaurants in New England.
Like we're sold. A soup.
Where the caretaker's flesh dissolved was so brilliant, I...
Oh, look, we're here.
Already?
Welcome to Oakhaven. What?
I thought you said this was a quiet little town.
It was.
Wow, this is a pretty popular spot.
Sure, we always get a few leaf peepers, but never like this. This is a circus. Oh, there's the mayor. He'll know what's going on.
Like maybe he'll know a place to eat. Ew.
Welcome to Old Oakhaven. Have a wonderful time. So glad you could come.
Mayor Corey.
Ben, my boy, I'm glad you could come home to see this. And I see you brought some friends and their dog.
Rob? Rare.
Ha ha. Welcome. The more the merrier.
But what is all this?
It's great, isn't it? Business is booming. Not like a few months ago when it was slower than maple syrup on a cold day.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Mr. McKnight.
Welcome home. Here, have a T-shirt before my store sells out. You can wear it to the concert tomorrow.
Concert?
The Hex Girls.
You've heard of them, Fred?
Just now.
Oakhaven Autumn Fest, featuring the Hex Girls.
A local group. You'll like them. Kinda spooky.
I met the ghost of Oakhaven and lived.
Ghost?
Jinkies! Looks like there's a ghost in your own backyard, Ben.
Not only that, but it's his own ancestor, the ghost of Sarah Ravencroft.
That's ridiculous. I thought we'd gotten past all this witch nonsense.
What can I say, Ben? Ever since we built our Puritan village, her ghost has appeared many times.
Don't tell me. You disturbed her spirit with the construction.
And now she's haunting the town.
How did you know?
Ghost hunting's our specialty.
Oh, I see.
Did you say Puritan village?
What you're seeing is a perfect recreation of what life was like back in the 1600s, as reenacted by our locals.
When did all this go up?
About 6 months ago.
This is amazing, Mayor. Oh, corn husk dolls. Aren't they cute, Fred?
Yeah, charming.
And look, Scoob, I've been a bad boy.
Wouldst thou like to churn?
Huh? Like it's your turn to churn the butter, old buddy. Uh-huh. Now all we need is the popcorn.
So you say a ghost has been appearing here?
Aye, that's right, young lady. Apparently, we disturbed the spirit of Ben's ancestor who was persecuted as a witch way back in 1657.
Unjustly persecuted. Sarah Ravencroft was a medicine woman who practiced natural healing and was unfairly accused because of her eccentric ways.
Just like the Salem witch trials, many men and women who were a bit different or didn't conform to the codes of the colony suffered the same fate.
Sarah was a healer. It was said she even kept a journal of all the patients she cured with her herbal remedies.
Look, Raggy.
It's a perfect fit, Scoob. Easy, Scoob. Like what you got there, old buddy?
Well, I don't know.
Wonder what this is.
Looks like you found an old shoe buckle, my boy. Probably over 400 years old.
Cool. Man. Like look for another one, Scoob. So I can have a matching pair.
Okay.
We found all sorts of items from the old colony when we cleared this area for construction. Handmade nails, horseshoes, farm equipment.
How about a book?
A book?
You know how long I've been searching for Sarah's journal to officially clear our family name.
Sorry, Ben. Nothing like that.
So what makes you think it's Sarah's ghost haunting this place?
Because the ghost said so. Maybe you'll see her tonight.
Oh, boy.
You never know, Fred.
Hey, we'd like to see a Puritan pizza joint. We're starved.
Well.
Don't worry, boys. We got the best restaurant in all New England. It's back in town. I'll walk you there.
Do you kids want to go? Or would you like to see my studio?
Wow, would we ever. Shaggy, we'll meet up with you later.
Mayor, tell Jack that anything they order is on me.
Thanks. Like, what a great guy.
Well, wait.
You're going to regret that offer, Ben.
Jack's gonna take good care of you boys. You're gonna love his cooking.
Like I'm sure we will, Your Honor.
Enjoy your stay at Oak Haven.
Thanks, Your Dudeness.
Oh.
Well, boys, are you hungry?
Man, are we ever.
Come on over here to the back. I always have a table open for VIPs.
Groovy. Come on, Scoob.
You're Mr. Ravencroft's guest, so order up anything on the menu, boys. I've got a nice juicy ham bone for your dog. What do you think?
Roan?
Scooby's allergic to bones. We'll have whatever that great smell is.
Well, that's our Yankee pot roast, New England clam chowder, maple baked ham and beans, roast turkey with chestnut stuffing, and apple cinnamon pie.
Sounds great. Why give us two orders of everything?
Oh, I love people who love to eat.
Wow, so this is where it all started.
Yes. I wrote all of my early novels here. Now I spend most of my time in Europe, but I come back once a year to recharge my batteries. Go ahead, Velma. Sit down.
Jinkies, this is a dream come true. You have some cool things here, Ben.
I'll say. So whose portrait is this?
This is Sarah Ravencroft. I think it was painted by a grateful patient. Of course, she wasn't very popular with the town's doctors. Sarah was untraditional in her approach to medicine. She was a Wiccan.
Say what?
I've read about them. Wiccans were people who were in tune with the forces of nature and used them for healing purposes.
Exactly. She believed in using herbs and other natural elements to draw from the earth's powers to heal the sick. Sarah helped many people who could not afford medical treatment. She treated her patients under a large oak tree, which she believed to have healing powers.
Hey, I saw a huge oak tree like that in the town square.
I've already searched the area around that tree, but never found anything. That book could finally prove Sarah's innocence and that she was a Wiccan, not an evil witch.
Wiccans have been misunderstood, accused of sorcery. In fact, the word witch comes from Wicca.
I'm impressed, Velma. You know, doing research on Sarah and the Wiccans led me to read almost everything about the world of superstition. That's how I started writing stories to frighten people.
I've never seen anything like this. Are you at least tasting my food?
Like it's the best food we've ever had.
Oh, delicious. Ooh.
So, how's the food?
Pretty darn good.
Is there anything left in the kitchen?
I'll be right back, boys. I've got to make a run to the market.
It's getting dark, guys. Let's go see if that ghost is going to make an appearance.
Like we'd love to, but we haven't had our dessert yet.
Real.
Okay, but after you finish, meet us at the Puritan Village. Ben's already gone ahead.
Great! Like if the ghost gets there first, just start screaming without us. Hey!
Come on, we've been waiting here an hour. The ghost is a no-show.
Maybe she'll show up at the concert tomorrow.
Too bad. I was hoping to have a little chat with my ghostly ancestor. I wanted to ask her where she hid her journal.
Boy, Ben seems to be pretty obsessed with that book.
I'll say.
Well, we should all leave too.
Let's give it a chance, Ben.
Yeah, it's probably a hokey bedsheet on a wire or something. This could be funny.
Thanks for everything, Jack. It was great. Especially those last 12 pies.
Glad you liked them.
Boy, was that good eating or what, Scoob?
Well, excuse me.
Gee, looks like everybody's leaving. Wonder if the ghost showed up. Like, with no one here, this place is almost spooky, Scoob.
Maggie.
Girls.
Girls.
Like, hi, girls. We lost a whole buddy. And I thought thought there was only one ghost witch.
Well,
anyway, with all that running, we worked off that big meal. But, you know, now I'm hungry again.
Re-roo.
This town shall pay for what it did to me.
What's going on, guys?
A roast.
A roast?
A witch's roast.
You saw the witch's ghost?
Well.
Can you show us where?
Like, do we have to? She throws fireballs, man.
No. Can you at least get off me first, Freddy?
Sorry, Dad.
Like, down this street.
There's no one here now.
We thought we'd gotten away from the first three witches when this ghost chased us from down there.
First three witches?
You said she threw fireballs, right?
It was like this, Velma, but 1,000 times worse.
Is this the street she chased you down?
Like, don't remind us.
Hey, check out these branches. They were all broken from the tops of these trees.
And in a perfectly straight line. This is getting interesting, Ben.
Ruggie! Why not again?
What is that? Let's go see.
Zoinks! It's the witches!
Easy, guys. It's just the Hex Girls.
I'm gonna cast a spell on you. You're gonna do what I want you to. Mix it up here in my little bowl. Say a few words and you lose control.
Thanks. What are you doing here?
The concert's tomorrow.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you Ben Ravencroft?
Why? You're not going to bite me, are you?
Cool. I've always wanted to meet you. You're like one of us.
Yeah, you understand what we're into.
Where are you? That's quite an act, Miss,
Thorn. This is Dusk and Luna. We're eco-goths.
Eco-goths?
And we don't need your approval.
Gee, all those explosions at the end were pretty mystifying, eh, Velma?
Yeah, very mystifying.
So, where are you girls from?
Oak Haven, but we won't be here for long. We're close to cutting our first CD. Well, it's been killer meeting you.
Same here.
But we gotta get back to our rehearsal.
Those Hex girls seem kind of suspicious.
I'll say.
Daph and I should keep an eye on them.
Gee, why is it that you always pair off with Daphne, Fred?
Well...
Never mind, it's a good idea. You two stay here. I want to take another look at where the guy saw that ghost. Come on. Let's take a look behind these trees. What are all these tire tracks doing back here?
Strange. The road's back there.
Right. Let's see where these tracks lead.
Why can't we follow them tomorrow? Like after breakfast? I guess not.
Shh. Jinkies, it's the mayor.
What's he doing here?
I don't know, but we're gonna find out what's in that barn. Scooby and Shaggy will follow the mayor.
We will.
Fine, then you search the barn and we'll follow the mayor.
On second thought, we'll take the mayor. He'll never know we're on his tail, eh, Scoob?
Well.
Sorry, Scoob.
Another way in here. So, Freddy, why do you always pair us up?
Well, I thought about that for the longest time, and there's never been a good time to tell you. Maybe it's time that I... Hey, here they come.
I think we're going to need to perform our ritual, girls.
Not tonight, Thorn. My powers are weak from rehearsing.
Mine too. How about tomorrow, just before the concert?
Never mind. I'll do it myself. See you in the morning. Bad dreams, sisters.
Bad dreams, Sister Thorn.
Did you hear that, Daph? Those girls have something to do with this ghost. I'm sure of it. Thorn seems like the leader. Let's follow her.
Are you sure you're not just stuck on Thorn, Freddy? Just a little higher.
I can't.
That's great.
Wonderful.
I'm in.
Velma, are you okay?
Fine. Come on.
This mayor's one busy guy.
Ugh.
Okay, Willard. You take it easy now. Ah, young love.
Thank you. It's still warm, Ben.
But who would be driving it this late at night?
That's the mystery.
Just that easily, Stoob.
Shh. Well, shh.
Mike, where do you think he went, Stoob?
I don't know.
How dare you disturb my resting place? This town will pay!
Send them a bill, but leave us alone!
I can't see a thing without my glasses.
Me either. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Hey, what's going on?
Ask Scooby and Shaggy.
Where are they?
That's no mystery. So what happened, guys?
Like we followed the mayor to some warehouse, and that ghost attacked us.
He did. There goes my cherry picker theory.
Cherry picker theory? Wait till you hear what we saw at Thorne's place.
Hey, like we were reporting first, right, Scoob? The mayor's one busy guy, picking things up and dropping things off.
Like what?
What is going on here? What's the big idea running over me? As you can see, there's nothing here, except a damaged wall.
Sorry about that, Mayor. Scooby and Shaggy just lose it when they get scared. In fact, I'm worried that staying in Oak Haven might just be too frightening an experience for them. I think we should leave. Huh?
What? Really?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I need to get one more clue before the night is over. Then I think I can solve the mystery of the witch's ghost before tomorrow's Autumn Fest.
Oh, great. I'll do anything I can to help.
Like I should have known, leaving wasn't an option.
What was that all about, Velma?
You've got a plan, right?
Here's what we're going to do. Fred, you're going to go to... Hey!
Oh, sorry. Mike, why'd you stop, old buddy?
No one touches my keyboard.
Whew!
Thank Thanks for coming, girls.
We should all be home resting for the concert tomorrow. We only came because Ben asked us to.
Hey, I'm just following orders.
Well, what do you want?
Who's behind all this?
Like it's the t-shirt guy.
Mr. McKnight, the pharmacist? Daddy?
Hello, Sally.
Your dad's the ghost?
Your name is Sally?
I don't believe this, Daddy. Why would you do something like this? You mean you didn't know?
The girls have nothing to do with this.
What in the world is going on this evening? Is that you, McKnight?
Maybe I can explain. I found flash powder residue where Shag and Scoop saw the ghost. This is a device to throw the fireballs, which are just wads of flash paper. He got it from his daughter's stage prop.
Like, what's that?
It's the cherry picker that made the ghost fly above the trees with the use of an extension device. And there's the fan that created the eerie wind. It took more than one person to pull off this scam. Isn't that right, Jack?
Oh,
zoinks!
It would take someone pretty strong to hoist Mr. McKnight around.
Like you should have been making pot roast instead of cooking up trouble.
That goes for all of you.
All of you?
Sure, there had to be more people involved to make this hoax work.
But I, for one, am totally shocked by this deception.
You can stop the charade now, Mayor, because you're the one who made me suspicious from the beginning.
I'm very disappointed in you, Mayor, and all of you, for lining your pockets by dragging Sarah Ravencroft's name through the mud.
So she was a real Wiccan?
That's right.
Oh, so cool. She's beautiful.
Yes, I think so too. And that's why I get upset when people accuse her of being a witch.
I think I owe you girls an apology for thinking you were, well,
Witches! We saw you perform some kind of ritual in your shed.
Witches? We just pretend that stuff. It's just a gimmick for our band.
We're eco-goths. Kind of like Wiccans. Just ask Thorne, she is one.
Yeah, right. Sally McKnight, 1/16th blood on my mother's side. And that ritual you saw was just peppermint and cloves to soothe my vocal cords. You think it's easy singing this stuff?
Thorne's herbal vapor is awesome. We all use it before and after every show.
But what about your fangs?
My dad's a dentist. He outfitted the band.
Right! Like we knew it all along. Right, Scoob? Yikes! No!
Mayor?
We've been ringing your doorbell for some time, and...
Oh, sorry about that. I've been meaning to fix that thing for years. What's up, Mayor?
Well, Ben, I feel real bad about everything, and I wanted to apologize for using your ancestor in our little publicity stunt.
Yeah, the tourist trade was so slow, we were desperate.
Right, and you once told me that supernatural phenomena always attracts people.
It was just natural to use Sarah because we accidentally dug up her grave.
What grave?
I'm sorry, Ben. But you see, I lied to you when you asked me if we found anything of Sarah's while we were building the Puritan village.
We did. It was her grave marker. We found it in a bulldozed pile of dirt and rocks. We didn't want to upset you.
But that's all we found. No bones.
No book?
Nothing but that grave marker. We swear, Ben.
We don't even know where her grave is.
It's true. It could be anywhere between Miller's Creek and the big tree stump.
Shaggy, do you still have that little shoe buckle Scooby found today?
Like this one? Here.
Scooby, can you show me exactly where you found this?
Right, wait, so. Where?
All these years, I was searching around the wrong oak tree.
Right. I believe this is what's left of the tree where Sarah did her healing. You never even noticed it because it was cut down hundreds of years ago. You gotta dig deeper, Scooby.
Ruh-uh.
How about for a Scooby snack?
Ruh-uh. Ruh-way.
Two Scooby snacks?
Okay.
What did you find?
Rocks.
Rocks?
A rock. Ben, are you okay?
Just a little excited.
Looks kind of evil to belong to a Wiccan healer. Ben, that doesn't seem to be a journal at all.
Because it isn't, Velma. It's a spell book. You see, Sarah wasn't a Wiccan. She was indeed a witch.
A real witch? Heavy.
And since Sarah's blood runs in my veins, I guess that makes me a warlock.
Warlock?
The Wiccans imprisoned Sarah in her own spell book, and you helped me find it.
You lied to me, Ben.
Well, gee, I had to. I'd been searching for years. Then I read about your exploits. I knew if anyone could help me find the book, it was you and your friends. I orchestrated the whole mummy scheme, paying off the archaeologists and the security guards just to lure you to the museum so we could meet. Yes, Velma, I tricked you into helping me, and it worked.
And you were in on Ben's plan, too.
No, we're as surprised as you are, honest.
For once, he's telling the truth. That stupid fake ghost was the town's idea. But it did work to my advantage.
Why go through this elaborate scheme? Why not just ask us to find the book? I know why. Because if we knew what that book was, we would never have helped him.
But even you can't imagine the real power of this book. No mere mortal can.
You've been reading too many of your own horror stories, Ravencroft.
A typical mortal response. But I am descended from a superior breed. I shall unlock the power of the imprisoned Sarah Ravencroft.
I don't like the sound of this.
Wait.
Together, we shall reign supreme. Let the evil from the past breathe again with fiery blast.
No.
Let the dark wind whip the night to blow away the force of light.
Why, I know what comes next, buddy. Make trouble.
Now I summon ancient power.
Ben, please stop!
This
What's the matter, Velma? Don't you like the new, improved Ben Ravencroft?
No, frankly, I don't.
Well, get used to it. Leaving so soon? The party's just beginning.
Let us out!
Daddy!
Oh, how deeply moving. Can I spin a yarn or what?
How could I have ever liked your novel? Now, guys, grab the book!
This isn't one of your silly little mysteries. You can't solve me so easily.
You won't get away with this, Ben Ravencroft!
Why? Because of you meddling kids.
Hey, we're not kids.
But enough of this minor magic. I want to see how powerful I can really be. It's time to summon Sarah Ravencroft. Dreadful darkness, hear my cry. Bring back one who cannot die. What?
You!
Nice going, guys. Like we're going all right. Away from Witchville.
We gotta go back for the book.
Book? Can't we just wait for the movie? You're the man, Scoob. Not the gift shop. I think I'm starting to get the hang of this. Well, at least we still have one tire.
Darkness, hear my cry. Bring back one who cannot die. Let the witch who perished here live again and reappear. In my wildest dreams, I could never have imagined such an imposing creature.
Thank thee. Thou canst not know what my bondage hath been like. Who art thou?
Ben Ravencroft. Your descendant from the modern world.
Modern? Not much seems to have changed.
Please, don't hurt us.
The same pathetic peasants groveling for their puny lives.
But, Sarah, I want to become more powerful, like you.
Thou jest!
But it was I who released you. You should serve me.
I serve no one, leastwise a worm like thee. Aye, thou hast freed me, so now I can punish the world for my long imprisonment. I shall create an era of darkness over this land.
Like we're goners, Scoob.
This isn't what I envisioned. We were supposed to rule the world together, not destroy it.
I care not for thy whims. Cross my path, and I shall destroy thee along with thy world.
But I have the book, and I will return you back into the book. Ancient evil, get thee hence. Only good can recompense all that's good.
Thinkest thou art a Wiccan? Only a virtuous soul can imprison me.
I've got an idea, guys, but we still need that book.
My God, again!
I'm sorry, guys, but you two are the fastest.
No way!
Don't worry, we'll create a diversion for you.
No way!
How about for a whole box of Scooby Snacks?
A whole box?
Good luck!
Hey, Broom Rider! Over here!
Thou shalt pay for thine impudence!
Guess snack time's over.
400 years hasn't helped your aim, lady!
Thy mockery shall be thy last!
Scoob?
Well,
time to baste this bird. I guess he didn't have the right stuff, fool buddy. Hey, wait for me, Scoob.
Thanks.
I am out of here.
Yeah, that witch is the real thing.
Wait, Thorn, we need your help.
Me? What can I do?
We need you to read that spell to defeat Sarah Ravencroft.
Are you crazy? I told you! I'm not really a witch. I can't help you against her.
But you said you were part Wiccan, right?
Only 1/16th.
Doesn't matter. You still have Wiccan blood, which means only you can read the spell that will send Sarah Ravencroft back to where she came from.
Forget it. You don't even have the book.
No, Scooby does. Scooby, over here.
Give me my book, meddling hound.
Round? Where?
Zoinks!
Let my buddy go, you creepy crone!
What was that?
You're not melting! Like it worked in the Wizard of Oz!
Fool! I shall destroy thee!
One the world will never buy. Thank goodness.
But like it would have been a hot bestseller.
Daddy! Are you okay?
You're the one I was worried about, honey. But you did it. I guess you are a witch after all.
A Wiccan, Daddy. A Wiccan.
This is a disaster! No witch, no village! What are we going to do for our autumn fest?
Well, you still have the Hex Girls.
Oh, no offense, girls, but I think we need a bigger attraction.
Mayor.
Look bad, but we don't care. We ride the wind, we feel
one bigger than we must share. We love the earth with all our fire. It's in our souls, our one desire. Earth, wind, fire and air.
We may look bad, but we don't care.
We ride the wind, we feel the fire. To love the earth is our one desire.
Hee hee hee.